grannies, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, what with promoting the sale of war bonds and stamps and operating the new greeting card department of Lum's publishing company, the old fellows are keeping themselves pretty busy. Lum is out trying to drum up some greeting card business, and so, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner running the Jot'em Down store alone. Cedric Weehunt is just entering. Listen.
Well, come in, Cedric. Come in.
Howdy, Mr. Abner.
What can I do for you today?
Oh, nothing, I don't think.
Well.
Oh, gone it anyway.
Well, what's the matter with you?
Oh, I'm mad, I think. I hate and despise that Gomer Bates.
Gomer Bates?
Yes, Mom.
Well, now, what has he went and did to you, Cedric?
Well, I don't think I'll ever speak to him again as long as I live. I just hate and despise him.
Well, tell me what he's done, Cedric. Must be something awful the way you're talking.
Oh, it is awful.
Well, I wish you'd tell me what it is.
Well, you know, there's going to be a party Saturday night over at the schoolhouse.
Oh, yeah. I heard little Pearl tell Elizabeth about that, a box supper. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, guess who's carrying Clarabelle to the party? Gomer Bates, that's who.
Oh, I see. Now, don't tell me that you're jealous, Cedric.
You oughtn't to laugh about this, Mr. Abner. This is serious business.
Oh, prattle.
I couldn't even keep my mind on the pinball machine this morning. Made the worst score I ever made in my whole life.
Now, Doggy, this has affected you if you can't keep your mind on that pinball game.
I hate and despise him.
Well, now, don't go getting your back up over a little thing like this, Cedric.
I believe I hate and despise Clarabelle, too. Because I think she sort of encouraged Gomer to do this.
What do you mean, encouraged him?
Well, she called him up and asked him to take her.
Oh.
Clarabelle's little sister told me that.
Well, I do know. All right, Dogies, you know what I think, Cedric. I believe that Clarabelle's just doing this to make you jealous. That's about what she's doing.
How do you mean, Mr. Evans?
Well, that's sort of the way women are, Cedric. You know, woman figures she ain't getting enough attention, all such as that. Why, she tries to make you jealous so you'll take her to picture shows and buy her presents and stuff like that.
Well, does Clarabelle want some presents?
Well, I reckon she does. Most every woman usually does.
Oh, I never know that.
Oh, my head.
Well, reckon what kind of a present she wants.
Oh, I don't know. You'll have to find that out from her, Cedric.
Oh, I ain't going to do it. I ain't going to speak to her no more, don't think.
Oh, now, Cedric, now, don't act this way. Dog, if you just buy her a present, I'll bound you she'll change her mind and go with you Saturday night instead of that Gomer Bates.
Well, I'd sure like to go to the party, but I ain't going to have nothing to do with Clarabelle, I'll bet you.
Yes, you are too, Cedric. Now, you just do what I tell you. I tell you what we'll do. We'll get Lum to print up a nice greeting card to go with the present. He ought to be back pretty soon. He went out this morning to see if he'd get some orders for his greeting card business.
No, I ain't going to do it, Mr. Abner. I ain't sending Clarabelle nothing. Never.
Well, I don't know what you can do about it then, Cedric. Oh, wait a minute now. There is one other way of handling cases like this. You can make her jealous of you.
Make her jealous?
Yeah.
Of me?
Why, sure. I mean, well, just call up some other girl and ask her to go to the party with you, and then she sees you there with another girl, that'll make her jealous.
I couldn't do that. I ain't never hardly talked to no other girl, hardly. Leastways, not on the telephone.
Well, I dog it. It's high time you was learning how to do it then, Cedric. Let's see now, what girl around here would be a good one for you? How about that Barton girl, Mildred? Yeah, call her up, Cedric.
Oh, no, Mr. Ebner, I can't do that.
Well, you want to go to the party, don't you?
Yes, Mom, I want to go to that party awful bad.
Well, then, call up Mildred.
I ain't going to do it. I ain't no good talking on the telephone.
Why, there ain't nothing to it, Cedric. I don't just wait a minute. I'll ring the phone for you myself, and then you can do the talking after we get her on the phone and tell her what you want.
Gosh, I don't know what to say, Mr. Abner.
Well, all you got to do is just tell her who you are and what you want, and then she said, wait a minute. Hello? Miss Barton? Is Mildred there?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, ask her to step to the phone, please, Mom. Somebody wants to talk to her.
much, ain't there?
Yes, Mom, if you please. Here now, Cedric, take a reach here.
Oh, I ain't going to do it.
Yes, Cedric. You are, too. Now, here, come here. Now, you stand up here. Now, take that reach here. Now, come on now. Get up closer to the mouthpiece, sir. Start talking.
What'll I say?
Well, start out with saying hello to see if she's there at the phone.
Hello? Yeah, she's there.
Oh, well, go ahead, talk to her.
Is this Mildred? Yeah, it's Mildred, all right.
Well, tell her who's calling, Cedric.
Hello, who's calling?
Tell her that it's you that's calling.
Oh, it's me calling. Yes, Mom, Cedric, we hunt. You guessed me.
Such a boy.
Well, just a minute, Mildred. What do I say now, Mr. Andrew?
Ask her if she wants to go to the party with you, Cedric.
I can't do that.
Now, you go on. Don't just stand there giggling. Talk to her.
Hello, say, Mildred, goodbye.
Well, for the land's sakes, now what'd you do that for?
I don't know. Just couldn't seem to say nothing.
Oh, my goodness.
My tongue got all tangled up there or something.
The very idea. A big boy like you not being able to talk on the telephone. Now, you call her right back. Go on, pick up the phone there. Call her back. Doggies, I'm going to see that you go through with this.
All right. I'd sure like to go to the party, all right. I'll try it.
Why, sure, that's a thing to do. Go on now, call her.
Short's no long.
Yeah, that's it. And just be calm this time, Cedric, and say what you got to say before you get scared that away.
Hello? Say, would you go with me Saturday night?
That's a time.
Mom? Uh-oh. Just a minute.
Now what?
That ain't Mildred.
Huh?
That's her papa. He wants to know where I want him to go.
Well, tell him it's Mildred you want to talk to. Well, me old man Barton wouldn't want to go no party with you. All he ever wants to do is to go fishing.
Hello, Mr. Barton. It ain't no party, it's a fishing trip.
No, Cedric, no.
Yes, Mom. Yes, Mom.
Oh, my.
Oh, well, bring him along. All right, Mr. Barton. Goodbye.
Bring who along?
His brother-in-law.
Huh?
Now, look what you got me into, Mr. Abner. Now, I got to go fishing Saturday night, and I want to go to that party.
I never got you into this, Cedric.
You did, done it.
I never done no such a thing. Now, you done this yourself. What'd you tell him that about a fishing trip, anyway?
I don't know. I got all mixed up, and then after I said it, it seems like I couldn't take it back, hardly.
Well, now, you just call him right back and tell him it's all a mistake. You don't want to go fishing.
Oh, I don't believe I could do that.
Well, you want to go to the party, don't you?
Yes, Mom, I sure do.
All right, call him up, then, right now, before it's too late.
Yeah. I reckon that's the best thing to do, huh? Try it again.
Why, sure, that's the best thing to do. Fact is, it's the only thing to do if you want to go to the party, I'll tell you that.
Hope he won't be mad at me. Hello? Say about this fishing trip. Mom? Uh-oh. Hello, Shorty.
Shorty?
Just a minute, Shorty.
Better not call him.
I must have got the wrong ring, Mr. Abner. I got Shorty Foster this time.
Oh, well, tell him it's a mistake and hang up the phone.
Hello, Shorty. Say, listen, I just talked to Mr. Burton and his brother-in-law about going fishing, but it was... Mom?
That boy, he's behind...
Saturday night.
He was sure
yes,
behind the door when the...
Yeah, but listen, Shorty. Well, yeah, I reckon it'll be all right. Yep. All right, Shorty. Bye.
You reckon what will be all right?
Shorty wants to ask a couple of his friends to go along on a fishing trip.
Hi, doggy, Cedric, you're just getting yourself in deeper all the time. Now, what do you keep letting everybody think you're going fishing for?
I don't know. It's silly of me, ain't it?
It sure is.
This seems to work out that way, though. Well, go in anyway. This is one time I don't want to go fishing. I want to go to that party.
Well, it's your own fault if you don't get to go. Now, you just call them fellas up again and get this straightened out right now, Cedric.
I ain't going to call nobody.
Go on and call them on
that
phone.
I ain't going to do it, Mr. Abner. Every time I get on that phone, the fishing party gets bigger. My car won't hold no more.
Well, you don't have to go on this fishing trip.
Yes, ma, I do. I'm the one's getting it up, looks like.
Well, you can be the one that calls it off. And now, you tell him that, tell him you're just taking sick with the measles or something. Or, wait a minute. I believe that's our ring.
I don't want the measles. I want to go to that party.
Be quiet. Hello, jot him down, Storm Library. Is Abner Peabody doing the talking? Who? Yeah, he's here. Just a minute. Here's for you, Cedric. I don't know who it is. Sounds like some young feller. Mm. Go ahead.
Hello? Yeah, this is Cedric. Oh, hello, Gomer.
Gomer? Well, Gomer Bates.
You would.
Don't start no fight with him over the phone.
Ain't you going to the party Saturday night? Oh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, we'd be proud to have you come along, Gomer. Yeah. All right, Gomer. Goodbye.
For goodness sakes, was that Gomer Bates?
Yes, Mom. He heard about the fishing trip from Shorty Foster, so he called up Clarabelle and told her he couldn't go to the party.
Well, I do know. I doggie, this is working out all right after all, Cedric. Wonderful world.
What's wonderful about it? I want to go to that party, doggone it.
Well, don't you see, Cedric, this is your chance to go. Clarabelle has to go with you now, as long as Gomer ain't taking her.
Yeah, that's right, eh?
Why, sure, just call her up and tell her you're going to take her to the party.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. Call her up, boy.
Yeah, sure, I never seen nothing work out like this my whole life. Just like a storybook, you know what?
Hello? Hello, is that you, Clarabelle?
I got it fixed.
Well, let's hear Cedric. Yeah. Say, Clarabelle, will you go to the party with me Saturday night? Oh. Oh. I see. All right, Clarabelle. Goodbye. On it anyway.
Now, what's the matter? Won't she go with you?
Well, she can't. She's got to stay home and take care of the youngins.
The youngins? Well, can her mama and papa do that?
No, Mom. They're going fishing with me and Mr. Barton.